Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we are in the Bahamas, and we have moved over to Yanexo. That is the dive operation that's handling this into the love deep. What is it again, Andy?
In Deep Love.
Yeah, indeeplovebahamas.com. You can go there and check this out, and you can get married underwater Valentine's Day 2017. And the dive operation that's going to handle all the underwater logistics from a diving perspective is Yanexo, one of the most famous dive operators in the Bahamas, if not the world. Christina Zanetto. Did I say your name right, Christina?
Christina Zanetto.
Zanetto. Of course. There you go. It's more Italian, right?
Yes, I there am originally from Italy.
Yeah. Now, Christina, she goes way back, and she's been on Scuba Radio before. I see her at all the dive shows. But she is the, big kahuna when it comes to feeding sharks, big cheese, whatever you want to call it, grand poobah of shark diving here at Yanexo and God knows what else. But you guys have, four or five boats, if not more. Probably you can handle so many divers, it's insane over here. Am I right?
Yes, we have four full diving vessels, and we can handle about 120 divers at one given time.
Yeah, 120 divers, probably not ones in, underwater wedding dresses and tuxedos. So this will be an event, for you guys, too, I'm guessing, right?
This is a very new event, and the fact that it's actually an attempt of the world record is definitely new for us as well. It has some logistics that are very different from we hosted groups before from the National Association of Black Scuba Divers, a full 200 and 250 divers and all of that. But this is unique because we do expect some divers not to be just fully into the diving, more into the wedding underwater. So it will bring up some different logistics and considerations to put 100 plus people in the water.
Well, you get these bridesmaids and best men and all this kind of stuff, ring girls and gals. I don't know how this is going to pull off, but it's going to be insane. And now she's looking at me like, oh my God, I didn't think of that. So we're going to have 100 people if it's 50 couples, mm-hmm. But plus their wedding parties might be underwater too. Have you guys already worked through that, or are you looking at me like this, like, oh God, what did we get ourselves into?
My impression is it's just going to be the wedding couples and the safety divers and the press, and then the wedding parties will be waiting outside.
Okay, or they'll be on some kind of floating dock or barge or something. Yeah, or just on the beach. They can watch close
floating
enough.
Floating rings, snorkeling gear.
Yeah,
well,
there you go. They can be floating. They can be snorkeling along top. I mean, how deep is it there off the coast of the Grandpa or, Grand Lakaya, you figure?
Well, we're thinking to reach about 10 to 15 feet so they can be, physically submerged. There's actually a consideration in looking at the legal depth to be considered a scuba dive, and that is being checked if it has to be 15 feet to be considered a legal world record scuba diving, because below 15 feet might not be.
Right, got it. And that's up to Guinness to tell you guys what you have to do, I guess, right?
Correct. So those are parameters.
Got it. So as far as world records, I know you've done a few. Am I right? Don't you have any world records yourself? Because you do all kinds of insane diving personally when you're not feeding sharks and just taking divers out here in the Bahamas.
It's not world records. It's more firsts. So My first that I'm known for is I actually am the first one to ever connected an ocean blue hole with a land cave.
Ah, that's it. Well, that's a record, isn't it? That counts.
But it's it was never recorded. It's just,
well, you got video to prove it, don't you?
Yes, but what I'm saying, it was never officially, you know, recorded as a record. But yes, I'm the first one to ever swam from a land-based cave and came out in the ocean 500 feet offshore.
Yeah, see, I mean, that's the thing. Christina, she does insane stuff underwater that has made the news media in the diving world many, many times. You're in the Women's Hall of Fame, too.
I am a member of the Women Divers Hall of Fame and the Explorers Club.
I mean, so I'm not even scratching the surface on what she's done. But if you just, you know, Google her name and all this stuff will pop up, all these crazy videos she does. And, of course, she's like a shark whisperer. Well, I mean, crazy in an affectionate way. I mean, that is a compliment. Maybe it's getting lost in my Italian accent translation, you think?
It's not crazy. I mean, what I do is a consequence of years. You know, I'm qualified a cave instructor. I mean, I'm a cave explorer. I put in years and years of education with sharks, with caves. So I don't want people to think I just grab the gear and go.
No, of course not. You have to know your stuff, and she does. Maybe slightly twisted, but that is a trait that most divers have, and I mean that in an affectionate way. That's a compliment. Trust me.
Thank you.
She's like, oh, yeah, right, whatever, Greg. Okay, but it is cool what you do over here. And that's what you just do as far as the cave diving and the blue hole stuff like that. Isn't that more just fun little side projects you do personally, or is that part of your Nexo as well?
No, that's more like my personal stuff. I put in a lot of personal time off and things like that. I went and became a cave instructor. So obviously, if people want to come and go cave diving with me, I'll offer that as well. But the project, the exploration projects, the new one that I'm on right now, it's all my own thing.
It's your own little hobby, your side bar project that kind of keeps you excited about the whole thing. But if you know, diving with sharks every other day isn't enough, because that's what you do here at Yonexo, right? And you train folks on how to like conduct their own shark feed or be a shark feeder. That's one of the projects of many type of things, or what?
I do. There's two different levels. So I am in charge of the entire operation, and I do the shark dive. So I control also our professional feeders, and I train that. Mm-hmm. I'm also like in charge of like the rules and what we need to do. But then what I teach is a specialty for guests.
Aha, okay. So they can come here and have an experience up close and personal. Because it's one thing to do a shark dive, but it's another thing to actually participate in the shark dive and put on a chainmail suit and get up close and personal to the animals. That it's just a different perspective. Because I have done this a long time ago. And when you're, you know, kneeling down with a group of divers, watching a shark feeder do his thing, and, you know, you're taking your pictures, that is remarkable. That is a cool experience. But when you get up close and personal and you're actually right there by the bait box and you're helping, you know, the shark feeder feed them, all you see is gray skin in your mask and knocking around and stuff. And it was crazy, insane fun. But a totally different perspective. Am I right?
Yes, that's what people don't realize, is it changes, because the sharks are very kind of like easy animal to be in the water with. Everybody thinks, oh my goodness, sharks. But in general, sharks are very easy animal and very tolerant animal to be in the water with. And as an observer, they'll totally swim over you and around you and ignore you. But the moment you have the food in your hands, they will come towards you. So that's what the perspective changes. But what I teach is a gentle interaction. It's, you know, like an understanding, getting to learn the sharks, understanding when the sharks want to be touched, when they don't want to be touched. So very much for the people is a cool experience. It's like 3 full days and very unique. It's always one-on-one. And I tell people, I said, this is not to teach you how to be a professional shark feeder.
Right. Just to give you a little taste of what it's like.
This is a taste. If you want to be a professional, it takes a little extra. It takes a team. It takes understanding how the team works and all that. So that's also part of my job, one of my many jobs. I'm a paddy course director, so I also do the entire kind of like professional training as well.
Yeah, I mean, she does just all kinds of stuff in that regard and has really done amazing work do that. And I highly recommend it. I mean, because it is something when you see the perspective of having them up close and personal. I mean, it's been many years since I've done this, but I got to tell you, I still remember like it was yesterday. It will be one of those dives that will be definitely in your top three, probably, once you've done an experience like that, if not the best. Because I remember it being like a bunch of big dogs, you know, that just kind of bum rushed me a little bit for the food. I mean, they didn't come after me, and I knew they weren't going to, you know, bite me or anything. But if I happened to be in the between them and the food, they were like, get the hell out of the way. And they pushed me around like a big, you know, big Doberman Pinscher type dog or something like that. Is that a fair analogy, or what do you think?
I compare more to cats.
Cats, okay, sure.
Because they pay very much attention to you when you have the food. And as soon as you do have the food, you're just going to, they keep like a safe distance. You can feed them 1 minute, and 2 minutes later, stop feeding them, and they'll be keeping like a 2-3 foot distance. It's really interesting that people don't realize that you get on there, feed sharks, and they'll come and eat the fish, but not then bite you or attack you. Know, people say, oh, then they'll attack divers. No, they have a very much a capability of recognizing when you're feeding or not. But the unique thing that I do here is I teach people to pet them. So we put them to sleep.
Oh, yes, we got to talk about the tonic immobility. It's not that. Well, we'll find out what it is next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a symbiotic relationship. I'm a mighty great white shark lemon, and you are a remora clinging to me with your suction cup head. I give you a free ride, and in exchange, you eat my parasites.
Baby, baby.
It This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. If there are sharks in the water, you want to be in them with Christina here from Unexo, because she is like the shark. Do you like, you don't want to be called the shark whisperer, do you? Or what do you like to be called in that regard?
I change through the years. My favorite is still the shark dancer, but primarily
the shark dancer.
But a shark professional. I work with
shark professional. You are. And now you mentioned tonic and mobility, and that what is a myth? Is that what you're trying to tell me now?
No, tonic immobility is a natural behavior and a reaction from many animals, not only sharks, due to stress or threat or force behavior. So you can grab the tail of a shark, twist it, turn the shark upside down, and it will go into tonic immobility.
All right, so if you turn them upside down or rub their nose or something, what is the trick?
Well, the thing is, there's a difference between what I do and what tonic immobility is. Tonic immobility is a forced behavior. It's a very much a stressful reaction to, forced behavior would be during mating or when they get attacked or when they get turned upside down. What I do is just touch them. So they'll come in and they'll seek my touch. There's a specific sharks that I have a specific relationship with, which then this relationship extends to my feeders, the one I trained. Obviously, they now can do the same thing. But these are sharks that I establish a relationship, and they will physically come in and just allow me to pet them on the head. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I just have to tap them gently on the head and just give them a gentle stroke, and they'll sit there.
So it's like a dog or a pet that you've created a relationship with over a period of time, and they know you, and they come up for their little rub down, and they're very comfortable with you. Is that what you're saying, kind of?
Yes, I try not to have the sharks being forced into anything and just let them choose. And so I have sharks that I'll be standing, and they'll just come up to the leg or from behind and just lean into me.
Nice. So do you have? Obviously you identify them. So do you have names for all of them and that kind of thing too, or you don't do that? So what?
Yes.
Give me some of the names of the sharks here at Unexo. What can you tell me that we can say on the air? Because you're looking at me like, well, I can't tell you all of them, or we won't be on the air next week. Is that right?
No, it's just that the names are kind of crazy, but they're like easily identified due to physical characteristics. So we have Crook because she has, bent fins, and we have Hook because her dorsal fin has like a little arch. We have Foggy Eye because one of her eyes is blind, and Mad Eye because one of his eyes is dilated. And we have Scrunchies, missing a little piece of the head. We have Liz, who has like a little black dot on her, like a mole on her nose. And so they have names that also, we have Grandma, who is the biggest and is light gray, like the gray hair of a grandma.
So they all have their backstory. That makes sense.
Yes, they do. And they also make fairly easy for people to recognize them rather than, call them, Sue and Mary and Stephanie and Joe and Giovanni and whatever. So it's like something that physically is like, okay, that one is, because the physical characteristic matches their name.
Of course. Well, that's how we name our mermaids. But that's a whole nother story, a whole nother show. We'll just leave that where it is for now. But, Christina, let's talk about that. So you could come over here to Unexo. You could get hitched there for this Valentine's Day, or just come over here anytime and dive with you, whether it's with sharks. The other big thing they got going here is dolphins. And that's a different division. You don't do much with the dolphins here yourself, or you see them out there when you're diving with sharks too, or what?
Well, the dolphins is a totally different division. We have wild dolphins out there, but like the specific of the dolphin dive and how it's handled and all of that is we just handle the diving part of it. But we have dolphins that you can scuba dive with like a 3/4 mile offshore out in the open ocean, 45 feet of water.
Now, those are wild dolphins?
No, they're actually dolphins that have been with us in the third generation born. Okay. But they come in and out of the facility to go out in the ocean. In the afternoon, the trainers take them out for what I call walks.
Right. Now, Andy here from Sport Diver is with me on this little junket we've had here in the Bahamas. And have you ever done a dolphin experience here, Andy, or no?
I have now. We wanted to get in the water today, hopping on a plane not too long. So why not go for a dolphin swim, right?
Nice. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't fly out till tomorrow, so he's not going to dive, but he's going to snorkel. So there's a snorkel experience you can do with the dolphins here. And what does that entail? Do you know, Christina, or no?
Yes, we have different ones. There's a dolphin snorkel. There's a dolphin swim. There's also an encounter for kids. It's a very educational program for children to listen to and all of that. And we do the dolphin scuba dive, so we have like all sorts of programs.
Yeah, this dolphin scuba dive is pretty rare, isn't it? Because most of that stuff is a snorkel experience. When you go down on scuba, doesn't that usually spook the dolphins? Or, well, I mean, if they're trained for it here, which is they are, to interact some way, or what do? Throw a little ring out to them and they bring it back to you? What are they? What kind of encounters do you have with them underwater on scuba?
Well, first of all, we like to interact with the animals in a natural way. So we won't do anything that has, you know, like the ring or the balloon or anything like that. All the behaviors are natural behavior of the dolphins. We just connected with like a hand cue. It's almost like a dog, you know, the response to certain behavior. But what you go out there for is basically swim with the dolphins over the reef and have chance, you know, to maybe touch them on the side and pet their skin. It is, the unique thing is not just in itself the scuba dive, is the fact that it's out in the open ocean. There are three facilities in the world where the dolphins go in and out following the boat. And that is a proof, you know, that they don't have a problem with staying where they are, because they come and go as needed.
Yeah, they do this by choice. If they wanted to take off, they could, but they've, over the years, decided to stay. They like the interaction in some sense, I guess.
Well, it's not over the years they decided to stay. These are dolphins that are like third generation born with. They're used to human. They're used to the... There's many stories of other animals that, after being in contact with humans, once you let them go, they're still going to go and seek humans. So these are animals that are comfortable with humans and seek the attention of the humans. So, mm-hmm. Like I said, you know, at least third generation born with us.
Very nice. Now, have you ever combined the sharks and the dolphins? Have you ever considered such a thing?
No, we don't need to. Sometimes on the dolphin dive, the sharks will show up and will just hang around on the outside of the circle. The dolphins eat fish, so they'll be attracted by the scent, but they're also scared of the dolphins, so they'll stay on the outer skirt of the circle. And then on the shark dive, I had before the privilege of having wild dolphins gliding down into the dive and just looking at, I mean, I'm talking about inches from my face, just checking out, you know, what is this weird creature doing surrounded by the shark. I was wondering if they were looking if I was okay, but it was kind of interesting. In general, sharks and dolphins do what we should learn to do with animals. They steer clear of each other. There is no mindless killing. There's no need to, you know, to hit each other or hunt each other or kill each other just because you cross path. And maybe that's something that humans should learn from dolphins and sharks in the ocean.
There's a lot we can learn from this underwater marine life for sure. All right, well, Christina, thank you so much. And XO, the operation here on Grand Bahama, go check it out online. And, of course, we got more coming up here from the Bahamas, including a stop at a local brewery. That's coming up soon enough right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I have not really talked to Brooke yet here. She is basically our tour guide here in the Bahamas for Andy and myself as we tour around and see some of the things you can do on your surface interval in between shark diving with, you know, diving with dolphins, getting hitched underwater. They got it all here in the Bahamas. And now we're kind of focused on some of the topside stuff. But she is our guide and or bail bondsman if we get into trouble. Is that right, Brooke?
That's correct.
What is your official title, by the way?
My official title is Senior Executive of Communications for the Ministry of Tourism on Grand Bahama. And that's really long, so tour guide is fine.
Or bail bondsman.
Yeah.
So if we get into trouble, she will take care of us and get us back to the states where we belong, or deport us, or whatever happens. Now, we are checking out some of the other cool features you can do on your surface interval here at the Bahamas right now. We're getting ready to make our way over to a brewery. But on the way there, it was a subtle hint. She said, we're going to stop off at the perfume factory. Now, was that a statement on the way, you know, Andy and I smell right now after being here out in the sun for a few hours too long?
oh no, it had nothing to do with our fishy lunch or anything like that. You know, it's really, really classic. It's a great stop on your way to your brewery tour. That's all it was.
Yes. So we are at a perfume factory in Freeport, in the heart of Freeport right now, right?
Yes, we're here. This is centrally located. We're in the city of Freeport. And you would see that when you arrive on Grand Bahama that the island has a lot to offer. Being in the city of Freeport, of course, you would see most of our corporate buildings. You'll see many of the tourist attractions. You get to see factories and the more industrial side of the island. And then you do want to venture out east and west at some point during your stay to see more of those rustic outskirts and the unique aspects of Grand Bahama.
And this is one of them, a perfume factory right in the heart of Freeport. And you can cruise through this place, get a little tour of what they do as far as making perfume and that kind of thing. I got to say, we're broadcasting from their main lobby area when you walk into this classic building here in the Bahamas. And this right now is the most aromatic broadcast we have ever done in the history of Scuba Radio. And that's 19 years and going. You hear what I'm saying?
That's excellent. I'm glad to be a part of that.
All right. We're going to see what we can do to make a diver smell better next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
I'm a guppy, and I'm trying to mate with a dolphin.
You guys are bottom feeders.
You're like those fish that swim into other fish's mouths and eat bacteria off their teeth.
There's no such fish. You made that fish up.
Okay, it's an analogy. I'm not going to debate the existence of the literal fish with you, because it's not relevant.
Well, good, because it doesn't exist.
That is a real fish.
God, it's getting hard to breathe this way. Everybody's life is on display. It's gotten out of control. Tell me, do you feel exposed? Well, welcome to the fishbowl.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so swimming around with fish, we have a tendency to start smelling like them as divers. And I'm on a mission right now in Freeport, Bahamas, with my friend Brooke here from the ministry to change that. We're going to make divers smell better. Are you ready?
We're ready. I'm ready.
Okay, so we are at the Perfume Factory, smack dab in the middle of Freeport, Grand Bahama. And you can come here and do a little tour and pick up some perfume. And not only that, you can actually create your own. And I have Jackie here from the Perfume Factory. If you just come here, that's all you need to ask for, is the Perfume Factory, and they'll know where to take you. Is that right, Jackie?
Yes, sir, they will.
And you'll give them a little tour and show them how to smell better.
Yes, I will.
Okay, so let's talk about this. I mean, the tour is one thing. You can go around and see how they bottle everything and they mix up the oils. How many different scents do we have? Do you know, or ballpark it for me?
Ballpark, about 40 different oils you can smell to make your own.
Okay, so, and you have a little smell table here. So we got Andy from Sport Diver and we got Brooke. So, look, Jackie, come on over here. Show me what you have. You know, obviously, you don't have all 40 here, but you have like a men's tray and a women's tray. Is that the deal? So let's start with the let's start with a men's tray, and tell me what smell do we have there?
This is sand for men with the actual beach sand in it, and it makes you smell great. It's citrus.
Okay, so it's citrus and sand, or the sand is for aesthetics. There's actually some sand in the bottle. Andy is going to spray this. He's been out in the sun. He hadn't been diving, but he's a little ripe. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes, it'll make him smell good.
All right, so Brooke, get over there. Give him a quick sniff, pre-perfume. Go ahead and get in there and take a sniff.
Kind of like paper, neutral. Yeah.
Paper, okay. Very politically correct to say that. Now, he's taken some of this spray. He sprayed it on his nether region or something. I don't know what you did. Were you just sniffing it on?
Oh, yeah. It smells like the beach.
Smells like the beach. Like, yeah, okay. It smells citrusy. Now, would that be what you would like him to smell like, Brooke? I got to be careful to not cross a line here, but you hear what I'm saying. Because he could spray something on himself, and next thing you know, you'd go crazy. I mean, this perfume can be dangerous, when you mix the sexes. Am I right there, Jackie, or no?
No, you should be good.
You should be good. Okay, you still got to maintain a line of civility here for sure. But that's the idea, to make and you smell more approachable.
Yeah, like the early morning beach. Now,
like the early morning
maybe
beach.
Maybe high afternoon, maybe a slightly high tide, maybe a little different.
All right, okay, so understood. Yeah, after, you know, if it's been setting there for a while, some garbage washes up, yeah, that it just doesn't do it for you, is what you're saying.
Right.
Is there a particular scent, Brooke, that works for you and say your better half? What would you prefer your guy to smell like?
Something nice and cool. I think there's a... Is there a Bahama... Something Bahama Papa or something like that?
And that's like a fruit, right? Papa or what is it?
No, actually Bahama Papa is quite nice. It has musk and very nice for young men to wear.
Okay, so see, that's the thing that would screw me up on something like this, because I would need my wife to tell me which one she likes. Otherwise, I'll pick something that makes me smell like something that is totally repulsive to her. You hear what I'm saying, Jackie?
I hear you, and a wife's normally would make the decision.
Well, that's right. Yeah, that's true. So, okay, so try some of that. What do you think of that there, Andy? What do you think? That's the Papa? Is that
Bahama
what you said?
Papa.
Bahama Papa. All right, you like it?
That's good. It's nice.
It's smelling good? Give me a whiff of that. Let me see. Yeah? Okay, I guess that wouldn't totally offend me either, but that would kind of do it for you, Brooke,
yeah,
is what you're saying.
I think that'll do the trick.
Now, does it work the other way, Jackie? Now, should the guys be picking the perfumes for the ladies?
It should work that way, but the lady does it all.
Lady does it all. So you basically are saying no.
No.
Yes. Okay. So, because we would, as pleasing as it may be to us, when they get it, they go, what? You want me to smell like what?
Yes.
You know, old socks? What's wrong with you? But that's just what we're used to, I think. You think that's just a guy thing?
I think it's just a guy thing.
Yeah, but you would be able to direct folks to the right concoction that would work for them. I mean, how do you do that? How do you just kind of go from their preference, or do you just say, you know, what kind of fruits or I don't know, plants or things like that, or smells that you like, or what do you do in that regard?
Well, we do ask them what they like, whether floral, spicy, fruity, and then we take it from there.
Yeah, so would you look at me and say, okay, he's definitely fruity, or no?
No, I would
okay,
ask
thank
first.
You, thank you. I'm just, yeah, that was just an inappropriate joke, and, you know, that's just what we do here at Scuba Radio, so I apologize. But, I mean, so, but that's what you do. Just ask what I like, whether it's fruits, vegetables, flowers, whatever, that kind of thing.
Yes, that's basically it.
And we're going to make you smell better.
Yes, we will.
Nice. Now, not only do you have your own flavors, I guess, that's not right. What a scents, I guess, right?
Senses
it could be flavors. That'd
it could be flavors. That
would be more trendy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what the mod folks call it. You know, it's a flavor perfume. But anyway, you have all these, like you said, 40 different oils. But as far as packaged type things, you don't have that many in those scents. Or do you?
We have quite a bit still.
Okay. But you have this also, you have this whole another level where you can actually concoct your own customized scent that is exclusive to you. Is that right?
Yes, we do.
So what does that entail? What do you do with the folks exactly?
Well, once a person wants to make, we assist them in smelling all the various oils. They choose the two or three that they like, and we help them put it together, concoct it.
Yeah, and they have old, like, beakers and bottles, and it's like a mad scientist thing back there.
Go crazy in there.
Yeah, and so you go back there, and you mix all this stuff up for them, and then next thing you know, they have their own specialized perfume that they get to name, or name it after themselves, or whatever. Now, have you ever had anyone come in here and mix up their own concoction and go, oh, my God, what were you thinking? Like, that is terrible.
We've had it on one or two occasions.
Yeah, you have. Okay. And he's like, hey, if that's what you're good with, God bless you.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But the idea is to try to make them smell better to enhance, their presentation to other folks around them.
Yes.
Do you have that problem with a lot of tourists, like a lot of sweaty tourists coming to the, you know, you kind of want to make them smell better. Is that kind of how this whole business started, you think?
I think it did.
Yes. I don't blame you. I mean, yeah, when they've been out in the sun, that neoprene gets all smelly after a while, us divers, we definitely need to do something to smell better, and this could be a step in the right direction, you think?
Yes, it is.
What about you? Do you ever dive?
I've never dived.
Never snorkeled?
Never snorkeled.
What, so do you? Maybe what we need to do is come up with a scuba scent. Has anyone approached you about doing such a thing?
Not me personally, but it sounds good.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what. I mean, I've been on many a dive boat, and I've said this over and over. We smell terrible after a couple days of diving, or after a couple hours of diving, for that matter. Once that salt water kinds of perks, I mean, we could use a mister of something, an air freshener or whatever the case may be. Maybe you need to come to the, we need to just do that, scuba scent. What do you think? Can we market that?
That's a good idea. It can be done.
What would it entail? What do you think the smell should be? What was the best scent to offset, you know, like moldy old wetsuit? You have any suggestions? She's like, anything.
Anything will be better than moldy scent.
Mothballs, whatever, you know, anything. But yeah, you could come up with something kind of cool. I don't know. You'd want to come up with something beachy because I think you'd want to have it, you know, water, sand, and sun kind of infused or something. I don't know what those would entail, but surely we could come up with something unique. You think?
Yes, I do think we can come up with something very good.
All right. So we'll work on that. And in the meantime, you can come over here to Freeport and, you know, get your own scent made or pick up one of their package deals. And the cool thing is once you get your perfume made, whether it's your scuba scent, your personalized scuba scent or not, you take home a bottle, right? And then you can actually use it up. And then you guys catalog the formulation.
We keep it on file so you can have it over and over and over again.
And what, they just like order it online or something and say, hey, I want scuba scent number 5.
Yes, they can order.
And then you hook them up and just drop it in the mail and take care of them.
Yes, sir, we do.
How unique is that? Are a lot of perfume factories doing that? Is that the new craze or what?
Well, we're the only one that does it.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so this is really something exclusive to the Bahamas or in, right here in Freeport. And you can do the tour, whole thing, and smell really, really good.
Yes, you can.
I mean, this. I'll tell you what, I could stay here for quite a while. It just smells really nice in here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes,
what is the scent we're smelling right now? Just a conglomerate of everything?
A combination of everything. Floral, spicy, yeah, everything combined.
Sweaty tourists, you know, infused with Andy and myself. So I don't know. What do you think about this, Andy?
I think I like sand. I think
you like
that's
sand?
My new scent. Yeah.
All right. He's going to go with that. And
I have a question for you. What would you name your scent?
Greg's musty old wetsuit. I don't know.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Ariane, what are you doing here with this riffraff?
With a scuba show going in the LBC, it's kind of hard to fit in if you're a manatee. But I'm a mermaid with grace, and now I'm flipping my tail, getting everybody safe in. May I introduce you to the G-Man? Yeah, he's the captain. I mean, he really drinks some more again. But that don't matter, it's on the party still. Going in, nobody miss home. We got mermaids on the radio, getting it on. And Ariel ain't got nothing on us. So what you wanna do when we got a pocket full of goodies and a cowboy do too? So make some noise and raise your hands. If you just stand there, you won't get a chance. We're gonna give away a lot of this. Hands up, fins down, while all the divers melt.
Out in the bottom time with the mermaids on Scuba Radio. Kick back with my mind on my buddy and my buddy on my mind.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. That is Mermaid Faith, our Left Coast Mermaid correspondent. She has written a new song to Baby Got Back about mermaids or water or something. You will hear it live on the show next week, I promise. So, plan accordingly, or you've been warned, depending on your perspective. All right, so we are wrapping things up here in the Bahamas, and how appropriate to do so. Than no other place than a brewery. They have one of those in the Bahamas. We're at the Sands Brewery. That is the only brewery, according to Crystal.
I did not say that.
The only one in the Bahamas. I thought it was the only brewery. What?
Much mind the wording.
Yes. Well, I see, I've already had a round of drinks. What do you want from me? Come on. She's getting me liquored up and expects me to get the facts right now?
Yes. All right. I did not say that. I said that it is the only Bahamian-owned brewery in the Bahamas.
Okay. I'll go with that one. That sounds good, and it's tasty. We've already had six samples, yes. And it's Sands beer, so there's different... Run through the listing of beers they have here real quick.
Because I know you forget already.
Yes.
All right, so we had Sands Light, then we had Sands Regular, the beer that we started the company off with. We also have High Rock, which is our premium lager. It takes about 6 weeks to ferment. We also have Bush Crack. Yes, it's Bush Crack. All right. And then we have the Amber Ale that we make. We actually don't bottle or can it because it's made exclusively for a restaurant. And then we also make a stout. It's called Strong Back.
Strong Back. Okay. So you can come here to the brewery here in Freeport, take a tour, right? And then you end up in the tap room. You end up here at the end of the tour. And you get to sample all the beers and get as liquored up as you possibly can. Something like that. Is that right?
Yes. You come here sober and you leave. Well,
And you crawl out to your transportation. And preferably you have a designated driver, as we do. That's what Brooke was here for. Bail Bondsman, designated driver from the ministry, took care of our crew. You hear what I'm saying, Crystal?
Yes. And how intoxicated you get is really your choice, you know. So you order the drink and I give it to you.
I got to tell you, these Bahamian beers definitely have a kick to them. I'm already feeling it, but that's okay at this point in the show. You know, so I've only got a couple more minutes to fill, and we're done with our diving, so it's only appropriate to finish out your day here in the Bahamas with a nice, cool Bahamian brewed beer.
Yes, it's called Sands Regular or any of our products because that is the beer you want to finish off your day with. Nice, light, refreshing, and it's very smooth.
Yeah. Now, do you have a favorite?
Yes, I do have a favorite. It's a Bush Crack.
And of course it's the Bush Crack. Yes. And that is kind of a dark thing or no?
I always say this is the only place you can come for legal liquid crack.
Okay, I like it. And that is something you need to mark off the list on your surface interval in between your diving, or not in between, but after your day of diving is done. What about that? Do you ever go snorkeling out here or diving yourself? Crystal, are you too busy swimming around in beer?
I'm ashamed to say it, but I live on an island and I really can't swim. And I've never snorkeled because I tried it and I feel like I'm not getting enough oxygen. So, no.
So you're going to just stick to the beer?
Yeah, I go.
Well, that is a service that needs to be taken care of for the divers. You hear what I'm saying? When they're done diving, you don't mix the two. But when the day of diving is done, the drinking sometimes begins. You hear what I'm saying?
Well, actually, I kind of drink throughout the day.
Okay, well, you can because you're not diving. But I'm just saying you got to, you know, serve the divers that come to the Bahamas, you know, after their day of diving. They want a nice, cool refreshment. And a Sands beer might be just the trick. This is very tasty stuff. Do you get divers come through here every now and then? Have you come across those folks? Or are they just so focused on the beer or what?
Yes, they do. They actually do. And why? They actually come here before they go.
No, they don't. They're not. That's not bad. No, they.
Yes, it's responsible. It's very.
No. What you mean? They come here after their day of diving.
They come to the brewery after they dive.
Come here, get some bush crack after their day of diving. The sun is set. Whatever, and you do this every day till what time?
The hours for tours are between 10 and 3:30 p.m.
Okay. All right. So you have to work this out on an off day of diving, maybe.
And also, it's only Monday through Friday.
Okay, so there you go. And how would you book it? Just call them up when you get here to the island? Is that the deal or what?
Actually, booking is only required if, you know, you have a large group, maybe 20 or more persons. But we walk-ins all through the day between 10 and 3:30. And they're like 45 minutes to an hour long.
All right. What I don't understand is why is there not a line out the door? Because you got free beer. You're not selling it. You know, you're not saying that loud enough. You hear what I'm saying? Free beer here! I mean, that would just make people go nuts.
Well, actually, we do a lot of work with Carnival. So once Carnival is in, we basically work throughout the day. Sometimes we deal with over 100 persons. But this is more of a slower week because Carnival has only been in Monday, and then they won't be until Friday.
I see. So we picked a good day to come here and try out the Sands Brewery tour and beer.
Yes, you did.
Well, thank you. Free beer is my favorite kind of beer.
Yeah, it's free and it's tasty.
And it's very, very good. And that'll do it for our broadcast from the Bahamas. Till next time, remember, it's always better down where it's wet. Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.